880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, South Florida, welcome to another edition of Freed on Business. We want to start the show by welcoming our new sponsor. Berger Singerman is a sponsor of our show, and today we're going to have Robert W. Barron. He's a partner at Berger Singerman. We're going to talk about the impact of funding cuts in the mental health industry. We're also going to have Rob Denton on talking about keeping your business solvent. We're going to have Mark Soloway on. He's a professor of urology over at UHealth in the Sylvester Cancer Center. He's going to talk to us about men and prostate, bladder, and kidney cancer. We've already gotten some emails from his clients that talk about his terrific service that he gets over at UHealth. We're going to have Dr. Victor Franks coming down from the mountaintop. He's going to talk to us about the dangers of golf. Sounds kind of interesting, so I'm looking forward to seeing what he has to say. Today in business, the U.S. stocks advanced as Spain pledged to cut their deficit. A little gain, only about 72 points. Research in most in part posted a narrower loss than was estimated, but I got to tell you, if my experience with RIM is any indication, they're great to have if you want to do a lot of texting, but they're not so great if you want a rich experience. So we're going to have a great show today. We're going to talk about cancer. We're going to talk about small businesses and mental health and how to make some money in the 501c3 world. And we are going to talk about how to make sure you save your business from your creditors. We're going to have some words from the Dolphins. We're going to have some words from our friends at Warren Henry. And we're going to have some more Freed on Business right after this short break. Hi, this is Jim Freed. I'm looking for a few good partners. I invest equity with operating partners. If you have real estate transactions and need debt or equity, give me a call at 305-854-5000, extension 222, retail, apartments, land, office, hotel, and healthcare. We are seeking operating partners in all product sectors and in locations throughout the southeastern United States. Again, call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222.
One has more tackles than any Hall of Fame linebacker. The other is an all-time leader in sacks. They're more than just two great Dolphins. They're two of the best defensive players the NFL's ever seen. Be there on October 14th when the Dolphins play the Rams and help us induct Zach Thomas and Jason Taylor into the Dolphins Honor Roll. Everyone at the game gets a piece of history with a free limited edition poster commemorating these two greats. For tickets, visit Dolphins.com or call 1-888-FINS-TIX.
This is Rob Denton, President and CEO of True North Financial. America is stuck in a once-in-a-lifetime recession. It's affected all of us. For many small businesses, the reminder is constant phone calls from creditors and collection agencies. I talk to business owners all the time that are good people that just need a reset of their credit situation. Vendors, banks, leasing companies all want to get paid. True North Financial will help you reorganize your debt picture so you can get back to the business of doing business. We're fact-based and proactive. You deserve a professional who knows how to help you navigate these trying times. For more information, call me at 954-379-4738 or go to our website at www.truenorthfinancial.net. Let True North Financial start helping you today.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right, South Florida. Before we get started with our next segment, I want to remind you that one of the best mixers for the real estate industry is coming up on October 11th. It's called Sunset Over Miami. It's sponsored by the Greater Miami Jewish Federation. It's going to be Thursday, October 11th at 4040 Northeast 2nd Avenue. It's from 6:30 to 9 p.m. If you want more information, give the Greater Miami Jewish Federation a call or look them up on the internet. And now we're going to have our time with Robert Barron. Robert Barron is a partner with Berger Singerman. He is a Florida-based business attorney with significant expertise with general corporate transactions, corporate and debt restructurings, and commercial real estate transactions, with expertise in mergers, acquisitions, and dispositions of corporate businesses. Robert has helped me help further my career by giving me some good advice on some of the real estate deals I've been working. Robert, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim. Good to be here.
Oh, thank you so much. Now, we're talking today, our topic is really about the impact of the funding cuts in the mental health care industry. Can you set the table for us a little bit about what's been happening here if somebody's not been paying attention?
Sure. First of all, you just got to look at the country from a macro view. You're looking at California, and there's actually several cities that are actually filed for bankruptcy. And even in our state, in the state of Florida, funding for mental illness care is at, frankly, all-time low. If you look at just a recent study of the National Alliance of Mental Illness, NAMI, that they did in 2009, which is the most current numbers we have, per capita spending in the state of Florida for mental illness services is about $41 a person. The national average is around $123 a person.
Well, that's not even a copay.
Yeah, it's just incredibly low for funding of mental health services.
That's just unconscionable. I mean, some of these mental health people that come in there, they're some of our most at-risk people. So how is this issue being addressed in the marketplace today?
Well, part of the challenge you have is that, you know, connecting the bankruptcies in California is that both the federal, state, and even local governments just don't have the funds to raise funding for these services. And so one thing that we're seeing is that mental health service organizations are considering merging, combining with other organizations to, frankly, cut costs and to continue to provide those services at lower funding.
Well, that makes a little bit more sense because they're gaining efficiencies, but that seems to be just a short-term fix. There's only so much cost efficiencies that you can have, so much merger, so many positions that you can eliminate before you start getting hitting meat and bone.
Well, you know, it's true. And the other challenge with, frankly, the merger, the combination strategy is that if the cultures are not similar, if they cannot work together, then it actually could be worse than better. But just recently, in July of this year, we had four nonprofits announce that they would merge into one entity called Grace Point in the Tampa area. And that's exactly what they did.
So, and how's that been working for them? Is that sort of like a trend?
It probably will be, and we're seeing more of it. It's too early to tell because, frankly, you announce it in July, and it takes several months to have it actually close. And so we'll probably have to look back sometime next year to see how those efficiencies have come to fruit. And so we'll see, however, more and more of mental health service organizations that will first step, take the merger consolidation route.
Now, who is somebody that would benefit from this kind of merger, acquisition, consolidation, replumbing of the funding system of the mental health provision group of firms?
Well, frankly, there are a host of business advisors that have advised for-profit companies to merge that now should be turning their sights on nonprofit mental health services to provide those same merger and acquisition due diligence services to help them combine their companies, so to speak, their service organizations with other nonprofits in that arena. So, frankly, it's the merger and acquisition advisors that, frankly, need to turn their attention also to the nonprofit sector.
Now, the nonprofits, they've always been focused on grant writing, getting refunded, having their funding every from year to year, I guess, zero funded, bringing their funding back from whoever their constituents may be. it seems to me that perhaps the talent pool in the 501c3 nonprofit world may not match up with some of the opportunities that you're talking about. How is that something that can be addressed by the business community?
Yeah, see, that is a challenge because, frankly, they've got the talent. It's just the talent is focused on serving the people who need mental health services. And, frankly, their budgets have not been sufficient and capable enough to funding, if you will, the director of business development or joint venture development or merger and acquisitions. Obviously, that's not even part of their business plan.
No.
And for good reason.
Yeah, but it seems to – well, their business plan up until now has been providing mental health services to the people that need it in our community.
Exactly.
They can't necessarily afford it if they aren't what you would call private pay customers.
Right.
So how does somebody that's in the private pay business get their business acumen and their approach to making money and providing the services in a cost-effective way that makes profits but still delivers high-quality services? How do they get all that wrapped up
right
together?
Well, it's because the business community needs to be the outsourcing. The business community needs to come alongside of the nonprofit community and say, don't hire the M&A person in-house. Don't hire the business development person in-house. We'll be that outsourcing service for you and provide that expertise for you to help you do due diligence, to help you locate other organizations and help you do the mergers and acquisitions.
So then they don't need to have a significant cost line item added to their budget. Instead, they can be flexible, find the appropriate consultant from the private sector. That consultant can bring their private sector expertise to the table, and this type of combination is the future of our healthcare industry?
Exactly. Well, it's, and I would say I need to be careful. It's not the future of 100% of the industry.
Right.
But 10, 20, 30, 35% of the funding, if that can come from business transactions, it will be a huge difference in the providing of care.
Well, we're noticing that Medicare, Medicaid, you know, public funding for healthcare is, while it's not in the forefront of the debate, and I guess that's probably because both candidates don't want to tell the truth about what's going to have to happen. Mm-hmm. It seems like you've come up with a practical approach to the situation and the opportunity that's created by the situation.
But you know, Jim, frankly, the merger, the consolidation, the joining of companies is a necessary first step, but it's only a first step. It's the low-hanging fruit.
Well, what can we look for to happen after the combination? More privatization?
No, we're always going to want to have these organizations continue with their primary mission.
Okay.
But what we see coming and what we encourage the nonprofit mental health service companies to consider is to retool their current services that
right.
they're providing
right.
and enter into business relationships with the for-profit community to provide another revenue source for their business.
Now, do these not-for-profits know the for-profits? I guess they sort of travel in the same professional circles. They go to the NAMI-type conventions, stuff like that, so they must know each other. Do they mix, mingle, and match? I mean, or is it like kind of oil and water?
They, you know, frankly, it hasn't been their focus. It hasn't been their focus, and so, frankly, both camps need to search out and find common ground to enter into those relationships.
It sounds to me like then they need a consultant, an intermediary, somebody that can help them identify the pitfalls, help them get comfortable if they're the 501c3 in the private sector. The private sector needs to understand the nuances of the public sector. It sounds to me like there's good opportunities, but the people might be stuck dancing on different sides of the room. Reminds me sort of a fraternity party until somebody gets in there and decides, I'm going to dance with that person over there, and then suddenly it starts. And maybe that's this grace point thing is the first couple dancing.
Well, frankly, one of the reasons why we're here today is to stimulate the community to start thinking like this, to start thinking about a forward way to provide additional funding for these services. Let me give you an example. Insurance companies provide health insurance plans. These insurance companies have a challenge that as much as 35% of the cost under those plans could come from 10% of the population. The reason why is because you have someone that'll have a mental health problem and also a physical problem.
Well, this makes intuitive sense because I know that when I had my back problem a few years ago, the people at UHealth made sure that I also got mental health help because – not just because I'm crazy, everybody, but because I was in pain and didn't know how to handle the pain. So I can totally see where you're coming from on this.
Exactly. Well, the insurance companies realize that if we can help treat the mental illness, we can save money on the physical illness. It's the depressed diabetic that if he doesn't take his meds, we may have to amputate a toe or something. So it's very, very important in that setting to have a mental health service combined with the for-profit insurance policy to save money.
Oh, sure. I mean, another example might be that somebody is on a medication and they take the medication for some particular malady. The malady, when they take the medication, goes away, so they stop taking the medication. The malady comes back, and they're on and off and on and off and on and off, and they just can't get it straight because they think that they're doing the right thing, but what they're really doing is a peak and valley.
Yes, absolutely. So frankly, we think board members, boards and executives of mental health organizations need to be thinking outside the box of ways that they can maximize funding by entering into these kind of business relationships.
Well, this sounds great. Robert, I want to thank you for bringing this type of an opportunity to our listeners' attention, and I hope that you and Berger Singerman will come back with more good, solid business ideas like this for our community in the future. Thank you so much for being a thought leader on the health and wellness industry here, and we look forward to having Berger Singerman here with us again and in the future as a sponsor on the show, and I want to thank you so much for being on today with us.
Thank you, Jim. Appreciate it.
It's my pleasure. We'll be right back after this short break with our good friend Rob Denton from True North Financial. Hi, this is Jim Fried. Let me tell you about my good friends at Warren Henry. It means a lot when a dealership is willing to stand behind a pre-owned car or SUV. But when that dealership is Warren Henry, you can bet it means even more. Think legacy. That's what Warren Henry calls pre-owned vehicles that were originally leased by them, meticulously maintained by their service department, and thoroughly Motor Trend certified before going out on their lot. You know, that's my car. I treat it like my little baby. I had it out on the highway, took it out there, got it back here in Miami, washed it at least three times to get all the bugs off. I just love my car. And you know, with Warren Henry, legacy means great values too on their impeccable Land Rovers, Range Rovers, Jaguars, Infinities, and Volvos. Just look for the bright orange legacy label. And it doesn't matter if it's new or pre-owned, all Warren Henry vehicles come with the Warren Henry Advantage. Get used to getting more from my friends at Warren Henry.
One has more tackles than any Hall of Fame linebacker. The other is an all-time leader in sacks. They're more than just two great Dolphins. They're two of the best defensive players the NFL's ever seen. Be there on October 14th when the Dolphins play the Rams and help us induct Zach Thomas and Jason Taylor into the Dolphins Honor Roll. Everyone at the game gets a piece of history with a free limited edition poster commemorating these two greats. For tickets, visit Dolphins.com or call 1-888-FINS-TIX.
Hi, this is Jim Fried. When I wanted a special collector's edition watch, I got it from my friends at Watch You Want. Watch You Want is the largest buyer, seller, and trader of new and pre-owned Panerai watches in the world. Their Swiss watches are near impossible to find. Panerai watches are a selection unmatched anywhere else in the world. They also maintain an extensive inventory of new and pre-owned watches from luxury watch manufacturers like Audemars Piguet, IWC, Roger Dubois, Frank Mueller, Rolex, Cartier, Breitling, Patek Philippe, Ulysses Nardin, and Bell and Ross. If you're looking for a gift, investment, or just want to treat yourself, check out my friends at Watch You Want and get the watch you want from Watch You Want. Great service, great prices, great selection. Go to their website, www.watchyouwant.com, or call my friend OJ or my buddy Barry at 954-961-1445. Se habla español.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business.
To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Oh, gosh, I just love doing this radio stuff, especially when I can have some true meat thrown out there by the guys at Berger Singerman like that. And talking about truly great stuff to talk about, we've got my good friend Rob Denton here. Rob is the president and founder of True North Financial. We know that he's the guiding force behind the day-to-day operations of True North Financial, which is an industry leader in helping people get their businesses back on track financially. Rob, welcome to the show.
Jim, it's great to be here.
Oh, this is great stuff. Now, Rob, what happens? I know you're going after the show to a trade show for the construction industry. Is that not correct?
That is correct. Oh. One of the hardest hit industries since the economic meltdown that we had in the last few years.
Now, what can you do for somebody in the construction industry?
Well, there's a number of things. First of all, each construction company, not everyone, but almost everyone, is reliant on another trade or another subcontractor or contractor, and it just seems that every one of them are having cash flow problems when it comes to getting contracts done, when it comes to getting licenses passed through, or just getting the capital to move forward. And we've seen a lot of these businesses where they were buddies. They were good friends in business. They've worked on many projects together. Now, all of a sudden, you know, one guy's, listen, I'm not your bank, but I need to get paid.
Yeah, you know, it always seems to me that there's something to be said for that. When you're having somebody and you're trying to collect from them and they go to you, well, I can't pay you. I'm not getting paid myself. It seems like in certain industries, there's like dominoes where if one goes down, the next goes down, the next goes down, and then they just can't really get it back together. And I guess that's sort of what happened in the construction industry because they all did business together and then they all sort of fell down.
It's happened in every industry. And, you know, and like you said, I am going to this trade show event at the Hard Rock Hotel in a little while. But every day, thousands of business owners are faced with the same dilemma. How to handle mounting debts. You've had good relationships with these people. Checks in the mail. I will pay you. Just give me, I'm going to get paid. So we kind of step in there and help keep a business in business, be that third party, be that, you know, take out the emotional aspect of it. And I can tell you that a lot of these gentlemen that I meet with, a lot of these business owners, the hardest thing for them to do, Jim, is ask for help.
You know, it's not even that. It's not, you know, asking for help. It's almost embarrassing because, you know, you're a guy or a person. You've been the maypole for your business. You've supported it. You've supported all the families that work for you. It's a very, very big responsibility. I know a lot of people then, they go and they dip into their savings and they really get caught in what I would call a downward spin, a downward cycle, and they can't get out. They're trying to do the right thing. And then suddenly the wheels come off and they freak out. The phone calls start. The letters start. How do you help somebody like that? I mean, just thinking about it freaks me out.
Well, it's easy to fall into the trap to pay the guy who's screaming the loudest and threatening you the loudest. The reality is that you have to protect yourself and protect your business and know which way you're going. Number one, are you staying in business? Is this a downward spiral or that vortex that's going to put you out of business? So what we do is we calm you down a little bit. We take a look at who are those vendors who are screaming. Are they the ones that you have a personal guarantee on? Are they the ones that are mission critical to that next job in construction or whatever it is? So we'll look at them, we'll do an analysis for free, and we'll let you know. We'll help you recalibrate or restructure your debt obligations or shed the debt so that you can survive.
You know, our first guest, Robert Barron from Berger Singerman, was talking about the continuing cutbacks in the healthcare industry. I know that many of your clients are doctors. How can you help a doctor?
Well, there's a number of ways to help the doctors. First of all, they're having a hard time getting paid. And we have various funding solutions that may help them or purchase some of their receivables or help organize their billing cycle. So we can help them there. We can also help them with any of their outstanding payable obligations and help them restructure those. Listen, a lot of doctors are very, very intelligent. They've went to school. They've learned their trade, their craft, but not all of them, and this, you know, is just my opinion, not everybody's, but they're not suited or set up to operate a business as well as take care of patients.
No, I totally agree with you. I know for a fact that when I was in the MBA program, we had a Master's of Science in Healthcare Administration, and those were the people that were going to go out and run the healthcare-oriented businesses. And the guys, they went to med school, they never came out of their cubicle except to see the girl that was studying next to them, and then they went back in. That was about it for the doctors.
Listen, it's easy when times are great and everyone's paying. It becomes difficult when times are not so great and you don't know where the cash is coming for the next bill, for the next payroll, or for the next obligation on that big leased, you know, laser that you may have if you're in elective surgery.
Yeah, the whole thing seems to me to be interesting because people don't really understand how much it takes to be a doctor today and how little payback you get. But then I guess, well, again, referring back to what Robert Barron was talking about from Berger Singerman early on, is that the funding is cut for these guys all across the board, and it's just very difficult. Robert was talking about how some of them have to do combinations to survive. You're more of a short-term bridge solution until they can get, I guess, a business plan going here.
Well, we help struggling businesses prioritize their debt. We help fix their situation. Sometimes they need working capital. We can help them there. Sometimes the problem is more deep-rooted in their own personal or their own business collection policies on how they get paid. So we'll take a look at it. We do it for free. We'll do an analysis. We only earn any fee when we are successful. So it's a win-win situation, Jim, when they come to us. And, I got to tell you that so many people, when they speak to us, they're a little bit nervous at first. But the sigh of relief that we hear afterwards, thank you for giving me a solution.
Well, let me ask you this. Let's say that somebody has a big credit card with one of the big credit card service providers out there, a big bill with somebody that's a bank or something, and they go to work with you. How fast can they start getting offers to settle, from these people? How quickly does the tension and angst begin to dissipate?
Well, tension and angst may start to dissipate immediately. Solutions and settlements may take a little bit of time because every case is different, and every bank and every creditor has a different policy. And quite frankly, depending on where you are in the collection cycle, are they already at a judgment stage? Are they sued you yet? Are you just getting into collections? Really all plays into that part. But knowing that you have a game plan and it's organized is huge. And I can tell you that angst and that sense of what am I going to do almost can end immediately if they give us a call.
Well, I've got to believe that if a borrower or a debtor or somebody has a professional on their side that can bring professionalism to the collection process or the fending off process, that's something that even the collection agency probably appreciates at a certain point. It makes it efficient for them, too.
Absolutely. This is a very emotional time for a lot of us Americans. We're all stressed out. We don't have as much as we had. It doesn't come as easy as it did. And a lot of the collection firms oftentimes feel that same frustration. They're doing their job, but they're sometimes dealing with someone who doesn't know what the answer is. But when we get in the middle and we are the advocate for the debtor speaking to the collection firm, they know that True North is fact-based and proactive, and we're going to look to resolve it so all parties win.
Now, when a small business person comes to you and they sign up with you and they don't have really strong cash flow, I've got to believe that in order for them to get the best settlement, the best transaction execution, that they need to have at least some access to capital so that you can make a deal for them.
Listen, we can't make things go away. We can only make them better and help you resolve your matters in a way that can help you survive. So it's not magic. You need to be in a position to want to and to have to resolve your debt, and we can help you with that.
Now, we've talked about the construction industry. We've talked about the healthcare industry. It's the end of summer. It's before the season starts. You know where I'm heading with this: hospitality.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's the small residential motel owners. There is the people that own the bed and breakfasts over on the beach where you walk to the beach. There's the motels. And then there's the restaurants, the variety of restaurants, not just the destination restaurants, but the smaller restaurants. Maybe they only have two or three outlets, and maybe they're starting to slow pay their vendors. And now the tomatoes they're getting aren't the best. I mean, can you help somebody like that?
We can. And it depends on what their situation is. Are they in a cash flow crunch? Are they having problems with their vendors? Our reach in this community down here in South Florida has been incredible. And the response we've got from other vendors, sometimes there have been vendors who have shut off their restaurant. We have other vendors that want to talk to you, that want to help you, that want to do business with you. So we've put people together. It has nothing to do with our core business, but we've helped save some of these restaurants, whether it's with a cash flow solution, more money in, less money out, or finding a new vendor who understands that they're going through a tough time and they want to be helped out.
Now, you mentioned something before about one vendor maybe not really wanting to do business or capable or functioning to do business, but there may be somebody else. Do these vendors report to a credit company? Can they affect your corporate credit?
they absolutely can affect a company's credit. And most people, most business owners don't understand that when they're looking for a new vendor and they're told no, is because that vendor is doing their diligence on you and finding out that you're either a slow payer or you have cash flow issues. And we do have access to those credit reports, and we're able to provide that to any small business owner who would like to see what the rest of the community is seeing about them.
So you can help. We've talked about the medical industry. We've talked about hospitality. We've talked about construction. How about professionals? Just, you know, lawyers, accountants, other people that also have creditors. I know that many of the people that have their tax returns done, we're in the end of the tax cycle now. People need to pay their bills. Maybe they don't have it. Maybe they had a great year, but they spent it all. They're 1099 employees. Can you help somebody like that too?
We can. And you know, it's interesting. The economy and the slowdown in the economy hit everybody. Everyone's house is on the water. People aren't making what they used to. There's this negative vibe out there. But, you know, we're starting to sense that it's turning a little bit. And people who want to now address those issues, as long as they have a professional on their side and it's presented the right way, Jim, we're helping a lot of people, and attorneys, doctors. We have police officers. We have people in every walk of life, construction, like we've discussed today. But we're able to help you, and you need an advocate. You need someone who understands what the other side is thinking. We were all on the other side in the collection world. We've taken all that expertise, and now we're giving it to small businesses to help them navigate through tough times.
Now, Rob, if people want to get a hold of you, how do they do that?
You can call me at 800-807-8524.
Okay. Rob Denton helping people keep their financial feet on the right side here. Rob, your specialty and your focus is corporate, right?
It's corporate debt, yes. Business to business obligations.
And you can handle credit cards, you can handle accounts receivable, you can handle bank lines, credit lines, all those different things, because it seems to me that all of those really are indicative of separate types of issues.
It is. And many of the business owners that we speak to who have been able to survive and are now sensing that upturn, and they're moving into this next phase, you know, that uptick, have all this debt. Now is the best time. It's the best time, Jim, to start thinking of a plan to shed some of that debt, whether it's credit card debt, whether it's bank debt, whether it's lease debt, or whether it's other vendors who may be, you know, who can muck up the system for you. We can help on any one of those matters.
Again, Rob, as we close, how do people get a hold of you? I know you've got a .net and also the phone number there.
Yes, you can check us out on the web, truenorthfinancial.net, and you can give us a call, toll-free 800-807-8524.
Rob Denton, as always, thank you so much for being a sponsor on the show. Thank you so much for helping our audience. We're going to be right back after this short break. We're going to have Dr. Mark Soloway on. We're going to talk about men's health and cancer back after this. Juan, take it away.
Even if that doesn't ring true, you've been all over, and it's been all over you. It's a beautiful day.
Juan, I just love it when you rock me into the next segment. And I want to remind everybody that Warren Henry leases a lot of Land Rovers, Range Rovers, Jaguars, Infinities, and Volvos to the South Florida market. They've leased me two fabulous cars. Of course they do. And they're one of the region's premier luxury dealers. And because Warren Henry has so many loyal customers like me, you better believe that they get a lot of off-lease trade-ins and trade-ups. If you're looking for a great value, that's huge. See, Warren Henry, not only Motor Trend certifies every pre-owned vehicle they sell, so you know that they're going to stand behind those cars, but they also offer something extra. The next time you're there, look for the bright orange legacy labels. These are cars that have always been part of the Warren Henry family. That means they were originally leased from Warren Henry and meticulously maintained by Warren Henry's service department. And since all Warren Henry vehicles, new and pre-owned, come with the Warren Henry Advantage, I got to tell you, this is about as close to new as any pre-owned car gets. That's Warren Henry. Get used to getting more from my friends at Warren Henry.
Hey, everybody. This is John Mahoney with SocialMedia305.com. Many of you might know us as the online voice for the Freedom Business Radio Show. And what we do, we provide you access to your community using social media platforms. Now, we know most businesses are looking to take advantage of this and stay in touch with their community and their customers, but they're not quite sure what platforms to use or even when to use them. We can help you overcome this hurdle. We know where the market is, how to find them, how to track the conversations, and most importantly, how to engage your brand. You can reach us at any time at 305-710-2273. Again, call us at 305-710-2273 or feel free to drop us an email at contact@socialmedia305.com. Again, that's contact@socialmedia305.com.
And now, WZAB traffic.
Broward County crash on I-75 southbound on the exit ramp to Miramar Parkway eastbound. This traffic report brought to you by Garmin. Crash on U.S. 27 southbound at mile marker 41. And in Dade County, crash on the Palmetto southbound near Northwest 103rd Street. U.S. 1 southbound at Southwest 301st Street. A Garmin newbie can show you the lane you need to be in and makes every drive easier. Drive easy with Garmin, the most trusted name in GPS navigation. I'm Ed Torrance, and that's your South Florida traffic.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, South Florida, we've got Dr. Mark Soloway. He's the professor of urology and a member of the Prostate, Bladder, and Kidney Centers, Cancer Centers. Let me start again, Dr. Soloway. Dr. Mark Soloway is a professor of urology and a member of the Prostate, Bladder, and Kidney Cancers site disease group at the Sylvester Cancer Center at the University of Miami Health System. We call them U-Health on the show. We're going to discuss active surveillance as a viable option for men with low-risk prostate cancer. Welcome to the show, Dr. Soloway.
Thank you. Happy to be here, Jim.
Oh, and let me tell you, we got an email. I got an email from Craig in Miami. Craig in Miami writes, Dr. Soloway is the greatest. I'm a patient of his. He's treated me with great respect, and I had a great result. I want to thank him so much for everything. So, Dr. Soloway, high five to you for helping out Craig. Craig.
Much appreciated, indeed.
Now, tell me what's going on out there, because I know that there's a lot of different things that can create sensitivity that may or may not be appropriate when people get their prostate issues addressed. And golly, there's lots of other men's health issues, too.
Well, and first of all, there's a lot of confusion. The newspapers, media has created a lot of it, and the U.S. Public's task force about PSA testing. And suffice it to say, my strong feeling and that of most urologic cancer experts is that PSA should be used to carefully evaluate men over the age of 50 or even earlier if they have a family history of prostate cancer. PSA is a blood test. It will not determine who has prostate cancer, but it does help us dramatically in determining who has a need for a biopsy or consideration of a biopsy of the prostate. So if a person's PSA is above 2.5, then they have about a 1 in 6 chance of having prostate cancer, and the only way to determine that is with a biopsy. So a PSA is important, just like a cholesterol, just like check for diabetes, any other physical examination.
Now, I started getting my PSA done at about 40. I guess that's a little bit early then.
Well, no, it's fine. It starts and gives you a baseline. So if it's more or less the same and doesn't dramatically increase, then that's a good sign.
Oh, good. I feel better already then. I mean, I just want to make sure I'm not taking unnecessary tests. And my doctor's always been terrific. My PSA, he says, is in the right range. I trust him. He's always been good on everything else. And this is my primary care physician, right?
Super, indeed. So the other issue is, once one has a diagnosis, prostate cancer is the most common cancer in men in the Western world, U.S., Canada, and Europe, most common. Increases with age, but it can be found anywhere from 35, 40, 50, all the way up. But it gets more frequent as one ages.
Now, what's a symptom that somebody might have?
None.
None?
That's why PSA is so important.
Not like sitting on a balloon or anything?
You get it. It's going to be too advanced when you find it.
Well, then it sounds like everybody out there better go to their primary care physician and get a PSA test if you're a man over 40 then.
And well, over 50.
Okay, over 50.
And most do. I think most primary care physicians will order a PSA on your annual physical examination or every couple of years.
Now, so we're talking here about active surveillance, and that's what the PSA test is.
Well, the PSA only determines who's going to have prostate cancer or not, again, with a biopsy. So you start out with an algorithm. You get a PSA. Let's say it's 5. You talk to your doctor. He says, you know, the only way I can tell is a biopsy. You have a biopsy done. Now, let's take it from there. The biopsy is going to show you the grade of the cancer, and out of 10 biopsies, how many have cancer in it. Those two pieces of information are absolutely critical. Put that together with the age of the person and his general health. My key point is, the most important message that I'm giving you today,
please,
is that all men with a diagnosis of prostate cancer do not necessarily need initial treatment.
Whoa. Start again on that?
All men with prostate cancer do not need to initially have treatment. Some cancers are so small that the likelihood that they will progress, that they will grow, that they will spread is virtually zero in the near future. And there are side effects that might be associated with any treatment. So if the cancer is very small, we have shown at the University of Miami and others at other major medical centers that men can be monitored with regular PSA levels, annual biopsy, and not have any treatment initially if the cancer is very small and of the lowest grade.
Wow, that's absolutely news to me.
Yeah, I have about 300 men in my practice alone who have small cancers and are being monitored. And of those 300 men, only 1 in 4, only 25%, have over time had their cancer increase in size or the grade change. The grade is how the pathologist interprets what the cells look like, and have had treatment. So only 1 in 4, I have saved 75% of the men, not me, but we working together, 75% have not had to have any treatment, with an average follow-up of 4 to 5 years and some 10, 12 years under my monitoring.
Well, that sounds great, especially given the fact that anybody that has a procedure is going to potentially have a problem with it.
Well, that's correct. Probably 20% of men will either have some minor urinary control issues and probably more commonly and more importantly, some problems with erections. Now, if the individual doesn't have any problem with sexual activity, erections beforehand, if he does have a problem, if it's not an issue, then that he may want to just go ahead and say, I'll have treatment. But if it's a concern or any degree of urinary leakage after surgery might be a concern, then if they fall into this group with low risk, I'm not speaking at all here about men with higher Gleason score, higher grade, or more tumor volume, they need to be treated with surgery or radiation. I'm only speaking about the men with very small volume cancer, which is the lowest Gleason score. And there's a lot of those men out there, and many of them are actually in active surveillance programs in which they are monitored without initial treatment.
Now, Dr. Soloway, we're out of time, and this is an important topic to the people that have been listening. How do they get to you and get more information or contact you at UHealth?
Well, easy. They just call 305-243-6596. They speak to my secretaries, or they can email me directly at msoloway, S-O-L-O-W-A-Y, at miami.edu, and I'll be happy to interact with them.
Well, Dr. Mark Soloway, saving men on a daily basis and saving them from extra aggravation that's unnecessary on a regular basis. Dr. Soloway, thank you for joining us. We look forward to having you back sometime in the future.
Great, Jim. My pleasure indeed. Thank you for your time.
It's our great pleasure. And now we've got on the other line, we're going to go to a break. Okay, we're going to go to a break, and then we're going to have Dr. Victor Franks. I guess he stumbled on his way down from the mountaintop. So back after this with Dr. Victor Franks. Stick with us.
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help, you know I need someone. Help. When I was younger, so much younger than me.
Dr. Franks about his executive reboot camp. Ask Dr. Franks how to lose weight and stay healthy without working out. Ask Dr. Franks how to keep your energy up while you increase your workload or your workout load. Ask Dr. Franks by calling 305-975-8748 or go to his website, www.askdrfranks.com. You'll be glad you did. Hi, this is Jim Fried. It means a lot when a dealership is willing to stand behind a pre-owned car or SUV. But when that dealership is my friends at Warren Henry, you can bet it means even more. Think legacy. That's what Warren Henry calls pre-owned vehicles that were originally leased by them, meticulously maintained by the Warren Henry Service Department, and thoroughly Motor Trend certified before going back out on the lot. Legacy means great values on impeccable Land Rovers, Range Rovers, Jaguars, Infinities, and Volvos. Just look for the bright orange Legacy label. And it doesn't matter if it's new or pre-owned, all Warren Henry vehicles come with the Warren Henry Advantage. Get used to getting more from my friends at Warren Henry.
One has more tackles than any Hall of Fame linebacker. The other is an all-time leader in sacks. They're more than just two great Dolphins. They're two of the best defensive players the NFL's ever seen. Be there on October 14th when the Dolphins play the Rams and help us induct Zach Thomas and Jason Taylor into the Dolphins Honor Roll. Everyone at the game gets a piece of history with a free limited edition poster commemorating these two greats. For tickets, visit Dolphins.com or call 1-888-FINS-TIX.
This is Rob Denton, President and CEO of True North Financial. America is stuck in a once-in-a-lifetime recession. It's affected us all. For many small businesses, the reminder is the constant phone calls from creditors and collection agencies. I talk to business owners all the time that are good people. They just need a reset of their credit situation. There are a few options today for the small business person faced with credit issues. True North Financial knows these options and can help you decide which course is best for you. True North Financial is here to give you a seat at the table with your creditors. True North Financial will give you a free credit analysis to see if you meet the criteria for our services. For more information, call me at 954-379-4738 or go to our website, www.truenorthfinancial.net. Let True North Financial start helping you today.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, South Florida, coming around the home stretch, and we've got Dr. Victor Franks coming down from the mountaintop. Dr. Franks, come in, sir.
I've not only come down from the mountain, I'm in the big city of Bozeman right now.
Oh, well, that is the big city. And how goes it on the geodesic dome?
The domes are, the framework is done. It's been an all-consuming project, but my domes are up and ready to go.
Well, let's talk a little bit today about golf, some of the things that can go wrong and some of the things that you can help people out with. I mean, you know, the dangers of golf, as it were.
Before I get into that, Jim, you may remember on my last show where I was up on my soapbox about the new Stanford study that came out and said there was very little difference between organic food and conventionally raised food. And the first thing I said, I want to know who sponsored that study. Well, I found out Cargill, the biggest agribusiness outfit in the world, and Bill and Melinda Gates, in their misguided philanthropy, because Bill may know a lot about computers, but he could be ruining our food supply because he thinks Monsanto is going to solve the world hunger with genetically modified food. So just as I suspected, you know, the powers that be were behind that study.
The hands of evil were behind it.
Indeed. Yeah, well, they're actually opening a Pandora's box of these GMOs, but don't get me started.
No. Talk about golf. We're talking about golf, how people can hurt themselves, how they can get better.
There's a lot of aspects of golf. First of all, you know, I have to full disclosure here. My undergraduate major was agronomy and specializing in turf grass management. So I was supposed to be a golf course superintendent. So I know about golf. So anyway, the golf, first of all, it can be mentally addictive because the joy of hitting a ball cleanly, which most people don't do. Most people are hackers, but when you do get the occasional good shot, it does keep people coming back. It should be a zen-like game, though, but most often it's just not. It tends to provoke a lot of rage. And you see people, they turn into raving lunatics. I know that's probably why you don't play golf.
Oh, I guess I'm thinking Caddyshack here. I couldn't resist.
Well, that's my yard because they have gophers everywhere. My wife's been on a...
Get them varmints. Get them varmints. Turn on the water.
Yeah, exactly. So, anyway, you know, the chance for it to be a zen-like activity and actually improve your mental focus, and supposedly, you know, it's supposed to be a relaxing game, but, you know, most of the time you look around and it's anything but. And, you know, unless you're doing it for a living and you're practicing every day, you really have no business getting upset. And even if you were a pro, they certainly don't get upset because they can't afford to. You have to maintain your calm at all times. And so, you know, what golf could be usually isn't that, mentally speaking, with most people. But if you could get to the point where you try to make it easy and don't try so hard, the zen-like aspect will come through. But that's mentally. Physically, I find it's very tough on a lot of people, especially if you think about that twisting. The torque on the low back is just brutal. And a lot of ex-professional players, and I stress the word ex because they can't do it anymore and because their back is just shot. And there is an awful lot of torque. So the worst thing you can do is go out to a golf course cold without stretching and warming up your muscles. It's the craziest thing you can do.
Now, what are
asking for problems?
What are some good golf stretches, some good approaches, mentally, things that you can do that prevent you from getting hurt? And then, let's say you've tweaked. What can you do? You know, we've only got a couple more minutes left. So, what can they do if they tweak, Victor?
Well, the best thing is the thing that I've developed in the water, which is Aqua Stretch Kinetics, which is warm water stretching while weightless, so you can really open up your body or afterwards, you know, if you tweak yourself. But in lieu of that, your favorite thing, the stability ball, you get on your back and you put your knees, your legs at a 90-degree angle, and nothing else, just roll the ball side to side and get that twisting motion with the ball. If nothing else, just do that. Another one is to lay across the ball face down with your arm underneath you, and it stretches your shoulders and your deltoids, and those take a beating as well when you're swinging. So
you're making me jealous. You're making me jealous. I do it all the time, Victor. Listen, we're running up.
You're playing golf, Jim. You're so stretched out.
Now, listen, Victor, I want to make sure that we get your contact information out there because I've only got about a minute and a half left. So give me the Ask Dr. Franks. That's where they get you on.
AskDrFranks.com or AquaBliss.net, either one, or you've given my phone number out on the little commercial there, so find me there, too. Another thing I got to warn you about is that, you know, golf courses don't just look that way by themselves. It takes a lot of chemicals to keep it looking that way. So don't be, you know, just with nervous habits touching your mouth with your fingers or anything like that, because your hands get
covered with arsenic.
I wear gloves in both hands when I play, and also a light long sleeve shirt, because the volatilization of the chemicals affects your skin in the middle part of the day when it's really hot, and your lungs. So it's better to play early in the day or late in the afternoon when it's not so hot.
No, 100%.
They're working. They're ready for you.
100%, Dr. Franks. Listen, whenever we buy property, if it's been a golf course, we always have it environmentally checked. I want to thank you so much for being on the show today, Victor. And we'll hopefully hear from you next week or the week after when you can amble on down from the mountaintop. And when are you coming back to see me?
We'll be back around Thanksgiving, but I have many things to do in the meantime.
All right. Well, you keep puttering around out there. Finish up the Geodesic Dome, and I want to make sure that I thank our sponsors for today's show, Warren Henry Automotive, True North Financial, Best Roofing, Watch You Want, the Miami Dolphins, and our newest sponsor. Thank you to Berger Singerman. Of course, we always want to thank you, our listeners. I want to make sure you go to our Facebook page and like our show and tell your friends. I want to remind you that if you can go and follow us at Jim Fried or at Fried on Business, it'll enter you into our contest for a drawing for the next Miami Dolphins home game of two club seats, so you can join us at the next Miami Dolphins home game with two club seats. If you follow at Jim Fried or at Fried on Business, or you like us on Facebook, or you hook up with me on LinkedIn, go watch us on our YouTube videos. We've got some really good stuff up on there. The website gets thousands of hits each week, so join us there. Contribute on that. Look for blogs and other good stuff. Remember that the person that wants to do something finds a way and the other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. See you next week.
But down at home they call me Slim. Yeah, I'm looking for the king of 42nd Street. He drive on a drop-top Cadillac. Last week he took all my money, and it may sound funny, but I come to get
Dr. Laura here.